Welcome to Empower Church. Thank you for joining us today. We are a church that has been called by God, set apart by Him, and bound together by His love. A church that aims to reach the community, the nation, and the world with a message of hope. We hope this message will build your faith, give you godly perspective, and leave you empowered to impact your community and the world.
Come on, let's give Jesus 10 seconds of praise. 10 seconds of praise. 10 seconds of praise. Come on, won't you shout like a victorious people this morning? As we are here together again, we are here under the name, higher than any other name, the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, Empower Church. Across all the locations, give the victory shout. 10 seconds, 10 seconds, 10 seconds, 10 seconds. Yeah. Come on, lift those hands, lift those hands, lift those hands. We are here this morning because Jesus says He's alive. As He is, so are we in this world. And I am here to tell you this morning that every shackle will break, every chain will break, every circumstance will change. We will see double restoration because our King is alive now and forevermore. He is forever the same, amen. And as you lift your hands this morning, we have come through a lot this year, but we are in November and we are getting ready for restoration. We are getting ready for revival. We are getting ready for something new. And I prophesy and I tell you the truth, we will see God restore sevenfold and more what the enemy has stolen, because there's a name. There is a name higher than any other name. And at that name, every knee bows and every tongue confesses that Jesus is Lord. Oh, come on, let's prophesy that. Jesus is Lord. Come on, beautiful in power. Jesus is Lord. Oh, come on again. Jesus is Lord. Now of everything you have, Jesus is Lord. He's Lord of your cancer. Jesus is Lord of your circumstances. Jesus is Lord of your situation. Jesus is Lord over the depression. Jesus is Lord over all the chaos. Jesus is Lord. Come on, give Jesus. Yeah, beautiful. Come on. Everybody online, come on, say that. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Oh, the devil is afraid when you mention that name. Are you there? Are you with me? Why don't you give the worship team a God bless you? Listen, you guys are hungry for God. Oh, we can worship for hours and online. Welcome to all the guys online. Look at this. We have hit revival, I think. God is going to do better. God is going to do greater. God is going to do more. God is going to do all sufficient according to the riches of Christ Jesus. Who of you believe that? Who of you believe that your comeback is greater than your setback? Who of you believe that you serve a Jesus that is stronger, that is better? Ah, come on. Your story is not finished. He's the author and the finisher. He's the beginning and the end. He has everything in between. Who of you believe that He is the chain breaker? He is the miracle worker. Come on, Empower. One more time, 10 seconds of praise. 10 seconds of praise, 10 seconds of praise, 10 seconds. Let's lift up His name. Let's lift up the name. Look at your neighbor this morning online, wherever you are. Say, today is a breakthrough day. Today, the chains fall off. Today, the shackles break. Today, I step into the new. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you believe that. Oh, beautiful Empower. You are welcome to be seated. I am so happy about this morning. We have just one or two formal things that we need to do. That's why I am just allowing the worship to be a little bit shorter. But we are not done worshiping. So don't get too comfortable. Amen? Yeah, amen? Come on, don't get too comfortable. We're going to worship Him still. But this morning, it is our great joy. It's both Shannon and Maya. It's our great joy to be inaugurating more pastors. And when I speak about the word inauguration, we are speaking about, you know, the fivefold offices. The Bible speaks about the laying on of hands. The Bible speaks about the power that comes by the laying on of hands, the anointing. And we don't count the fivefold offices very lightly. We believe that these fivefold offices are sacred. We believe that being a pastor, being a prophet, being an evangelist, being an apostle, being a teacher is sacred. Amen. And it doesn't come cheaply. And every individual that will be joining us and get inaugurated this morning, they have passed the test. And now it is time to lay the hands of the Lord upon them as we anoint them and send them with us into the task. Listen, the harvest is plentiful. The workers are few. And so this morning, it is my honor to start off, and it's Shannon and my honor this morning. And we want to start first and foremost with Pastor Given Chokwe. Won't you please join us? You can see that Given is leading a lot. Amen. And so this morning it is our honor. Given is a son of the house. And this morning it is my privilege and Shannon's privilege to inaugurate him as pastor for the youth officially, with all the powers and the anointing that goes with that. And won't you stretch out your hands to him, church, please? Because this is a sacred moment. Amen. And let me just say this, there's a special hand of God upon Given, very special. And I believe he is one of the great leaders that we'll see in our nation. His heart is pure, he's strong, he's courageous, he's humble, he's a servant. He is everything that he needs to be, and he is going to grow more and more and more. And I think we're going to just see better and better and bolder out of him. Amen. And so, Father, it is my honor this morning and my privilege to anoint Given in the office as a pastor in his responsibility over the youth. And Father, with this comes all the authority and power delegated unto us. I pray, Father, make his enemies scatter in front of him. Make his name great. May your favor increase upon his life, all the days of his life. Lord, hedge him in. Protect him. Let your angels be all about him. Father, I pray that young people will flock to him from the north and the south and the east and the west, and that the power of God will rest unusually upon him. And in this day, I pray that the mantle that rests upon me, Father, will be extended unto him, that he will do great things for your name's sake. I anoint him with the oil of joy, with the oil of gladness, with the oil of healing, and may the seven dimensions of the Spirit of God burn brightly upon his life in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, I thank you, what God anoints, no man can disappoint. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Won't you just give a God bless you? Just give and just stay. Amen. Please come stay. And so, yeah, you can. Give him some praise. Amen. Honor is due. Amen. Romans 12:10. I love you, church. You guys are awesome. You know that? We celebrate one another. Secondly, it is my privilege and my honor this morning to inaugurate Pastor Charmaine Erasmus. And it's our privilege this morning to anoint her as pastor in equipping. Charmaine has been a loyal daughter of the house. She's served this house faithfully and through all the seasons. And so it is a privilege and an honor this morning to officiate her in the fivefold gifting of the body of Christ as a pastor equipping and in all the teaching gifts that pertains to that. Amen. And Heavenly Father, I pray this morning, Father, I pray and I anoint Charmaine. I pray, Father, I announce a season unprecedented upon her life. I pray a new season to come in now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray over her in this morning now, Lord, that I officiate her with all the authority and power delegated unto me. Father, I officiate her as a pastor in equipping. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will let your Spirit come upon her. Let the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of insight, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of might come upon her. I pray, Lord, thank you that you make her enemies scatter. And Father, it is my honor and it is my privilege to anoint her as a pastor of this church, in this church, across this nation, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry so that they may fulfill their purpose in Jesus Christ. Father, I extend my mantle upon her this morning with all the protection, provision, and power within it. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen and amen. Come on, let's just give her. Amen and amen. And so, lastly this morning, and this is also for me very special, because as a whole family, we are serving this church, we are serving this community. We believe in the call of God upon our lives. So it's my honor this morning to officiate Pastor Simone van der Merwe as pastor, administration, finance, and legal. And for you that don't know, it was my dad's dream. My sister is a lawyer by profession, but she chose to come and serve my vision. And it was a dream of my dad that we would serve the Lord together. And so as her senior pastor, but also as a brother, it's my honor this morning to officiate my sister. And now, Father, this morning I bless my sister. I bless Simone as pastor of administration, which is a gift according to Romans chapter number 12. Father, I pray this morning, may the power of God rest upon her. May her eyes be opened. May she sees like never before. May all the authority that you've bestowed upon me and the one that walked before me, you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You were the God of Pastor Carl. You are the God of Pastor Gebhardt. And now you will also be the God of that's coming after me. But until then, Father, we pray that the authority of Jesus Christ will rest upon Simone. I pray in this morning for judicial authority to rest upon her. I pray that the power of God will be upon her. I pray that she'll walk in signs, wonders, and miracles. I pray, Father, that she will know you like no other. I pray that she'll be known as a daughter of favor. And more than ever before, Lord, protect her boundaries and make her name great. Exhale your spirit upon her in Jesus Christ's name. It is my honor. It's my honor and my privilege to anoint Simone in the fivefold gifting of the body of Christ, serving Jesus Christ, our King, our Lord, our Savior, until we see you again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Won't you stand a little bit forward? Can I ask the rest of the pastors to join me on stage, please? Can I ask the rest of the pastors to quickly come and join me? Won't you just come and stand closer, please? And church, can you stand? I'm going to preach now. Can you stand? Can you stretch out the hands? Isn't this amazing? Come on. Just 4 steps forward. Amen. Aiden, we just need Aiden quickly on the keys. Where's Aiden? Aiden, run. There you go. Just want Pastor Miriam to join us. Empower Church. As Aiden takes over, these are your pastors. Amen. And won't you just stretch out your hands towards them as Shannon and I just blessed them this morning. And I actually want to stand at the back of them. And because our duty is to serve. Amen. So won't you just, everybody stretch your hands and then I'll stand in front of them. Father, I pray in this morning right now, Lord, I bless every single one of these pastors in Jesus Christ's name. I pray that they will be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And Father, I pray afresh that the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon them, that they will do great and mighty things for the name of the Lord. I pray that their exploits will be great, Father. I pray that your Spirit will rest upon them heavily. I pray that this church will keep on stretching out across this nation. Father, I pray that you will glorify the name of Jesus Christ through these pastors. And I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, use us as vessels. Use us as vessels and instruments of power for a time such as this. Thank you, Father, that you have bound us together by cords of love and the purpose of serving the body of Christ for the greater acknowledgement that Jesus is Lord. And Father, this morning, Shannon and I, Father, we speak over all of them and we say, Father, we will fulfill the task that you've given to us. We will complete the race that you've given unto us until we see you, Lord Jesus Christ. We will work your vineyard in Pretoria. We will work your vineyards across this nation. Let this church will be a house of hope and help, a resource center of hope and help for thousands of people. Lord Jesus, we humble ourselves before you. We resist the devil and we thank you that you lift us up in due time. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of Empower say, oh, come on, Empower, won't you give the pastors a...
I just have one thing on my heart to share, and I want to address each and every one of you. It is a privilege, and it is an honor to stand alongside you. Thank you for being who you are. It is a privilege and an honor. We love you.
Amen and amen. Come on, Empower, won't you give your church pastors again a God bless you. Amen and amen. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. Jump to your feet. Come in power. Are you ready for the word? Come on, let's shake the devil this morning. Ah, come on, let's make the devil mad. He has not overcome. We are still the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Come on, give Jesus 10 seconds of praise, 10 seconds of honor, 10 seconds of adoration, 10 seconds of love, 10 seconds. Come on, come on, come on. No, come on, Empower. Everybody that's watching us but online, oh, come and lift your hands just one more time. Oh, look what the Lord has done. Yeah, come on, just lift your hands, everybody, lift your hands. Today is a breakthrough day. Yes. Say in your heart this morning, today is a breakthrough day. Father, I speak as we start your word this morning, that Father, that today is a breakthrough day. Shackles will break, chains will snap at the mention of the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give Jesus praise. Come on, look how beautiful you are. You're welcome to be seated. I want to speak to you very quickly this morning about no more, say with me, no more chains, no more shackles. Say it again with authority, no more chains, no more shackles. In Acts chapter number 16, verse number 25, I want to just read a scripture for you. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prisons were shaking, and at once all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, because he thought the prisoner had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself, we are all here." The jailer called for lights and rushed in and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Oh, they replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and all the others in the house. Please note that your setup is somebody else's get up. At that hour of that night, The jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his household were baptized. The jailer brought them into the house and set a meal before them and was filled with joy because he had come to believe, he and his whole household. I want you to say with me this morning, every chain will come loose. Oh, no. Say that again. Say, every chain will come loose. No more chains. No more shackles. This is one of the interesting stories for me in the Bible. And there's so much in this. And I pray that I can give this all due honor this morning. But there's something, your situation, your event, your circumstances, whatever you might face, like Paul was facing here, it might have seemed that he was in an impossible situation. But I want you to understand something this morning, that your circumstances and what is around you never define that what is within you. Are you there? Are you with me? And I want you to understand this, because here these people are, Paul and Silas, they're lying in a jail cell. Their circumstances is horrible, but their worship is not on lockdown. I don't know if I'm talking to people here this morning, but there's something that the devil cannot take. He cannot take my worship. He cannot take my adoration. He cannot take my praise. He cannot take my love. He cannot take my honor, because there's no height, no depth, no angel, no demon, no principality, no power. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Are you there? And I want you to understand that Paul and Silas, the doors flings open at their worship, because they made up their minds that their situation will not define who they are, but who they are will be defined from the inside out. Oh, come on, are you there? There's something powerful. Will you understand when you've been through some stuff with God? Your song changes. Come on, are you with me? Oh, I don't know if you believe me this morning. JP, is JP here? JP, quickly come to me. JP, JP, quickly come. Your song changes. Your people here sitting here this morning, the Bible says, your testimony are your counselors, and they are your delight. In other words, your problem is never your counselor. Your situation is never your counselor. Your testimonies are your counselor. What he has brought you through in the past, he can bring you through again. So the devil is a liar. And the only thing you need is a testimony. The testimony proves Satan is wrong and God is right. But I want you to understand this. And I want JP to quickly illustrate. He doesn't know about this, so I'm going to tell him what to do. I want you to sing. Sing for the people. Amazing Grace. But just normal. Just relax. Just JP style. Just relax.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Okay, that was good. Wait, don't go anywhere. Now, I want you to sing this song as if, of all the highs, all the lows, all the pain, all the trouble, all the hell, all the persistence, all the consistency, and everything that Jesus has ever done for you. Now sing that song, because he's not just amazing grace, he's your grace. So sing it like it's a personal grace and not just a song.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see.
Oh, come on. There's a song inside of you that is stronger than your circumstance because you have a testimony. Oh, come on, beautiful JP. There's a testimony. Oh, come on. You have to understand. You have a song to sing this morning. If God did it in the past, I'm here to tell you, He's going to do it again and again and again and again and again and again because your worship is never on lockdown. Oh, come on. Your worship is your weapon. Your worship is your melody. Your worship is your battle cry. Oh, come on. Because I think when Paul and Silas sat in that prison cell, I think Paul started to sing that song. Might have been Silas, one of the two of them. Paul might have been saying, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound." Silas might have said, "Hey, Paul, we're in a terrible situation here, man. We're locked up. Yeah, we might be locked up temporary, but I'm not locked up on the inside." And then he might have started to sing just that. You see, all of you have a song, and your song is your testimonies. Listen, Satan is a liar. He lies. He wants to tell you what you are in is permanent. It's never permanent. It's a temporary setback for that what God wants to bring back. You see, what the devil does is, oh, come on, let's give Jesus just 10 seconds of praise. Oh, come on. Everybody online, share the gospel. Get it out, get it out. You see what the devil does? He puts you into a situation. This is what he does. He puts you in a situation and you make one choice. Because Satan, listen, I want you to understand this morning. The Bible says, Ephesians chapter number 6, verse number 10, take up the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And Satan just gives you one thought, but he wants you with that one thought to make one decision. And it looks innocent because it's just one thought. It's one decision. It's one choice. Just one. But then soon, that one choice becomes two choices. And now you're slipping, but you don't know it because it doesn't seem serious. It's just one choice. It's innocent, really. And so the enemy understands your choices becomes your habits. Your habits becomes your patterns. Your patterns becomes your lifestyle. Your lifestyle then stays who you are. Where did he caught you? He caught you when you were 10 or 12 or 13 or 15 or 20 and 30 and you started to make simple choices that does not look like the word of the Lord, but they were simple. And so now it looks like nothing because it's small choices. And so the enemy comes and he brings another choice. You see, because you become what you repeatedly do. You are not the habit of your motivation. You are the definition of the choices you make. So who are you? You are the choices you make in line of this word or in not in line of this word. That's who you are. We can't blame the devil. He's been defeated. He's a fired angel. He doesn't have a job. Are you there? And so what we do, we make little choices like this. Can I have my volunteer? Little choices. Little choices, they seem insignificant because they're little. But little by little, Satan is taking your heart over. Are you with me? And so what he does, very, very simple, without you even paying notice, what he does is he just says, oh. He shackles you. But now, it's light. It's insignificant. It's small. And it doesn't make you notice. It's like a jewelry. You don't notice because it doesn't have much weight. But then, what he does secretly, he comes and he takes the chain. And with this chain, what he does, he shackles you. And when you really want to start to live your life, he's got you. So he can try to get away, but I think I'm stronger. I'm bigger. He's got you on his side. I think you're fit, but I'm also fit. I think you're strong. I think I can take, I don't know, but you're young, so I'm older. But I think you're going to outrun me, most likely. But the point is, now if he starts to live your life, go for your life. Go try. He's going nowhere. Why? I got him the first day he started to make bad choices. But here is the power of this. And this is what I want you to understand. You're not chained to your circumstance. You're not chained to your event. You're not chained to your pain. You're not chained to your shame. You're not chained to your bad decisions. Because I want you to see something here. When the devil took you, he took you. I need some grace here. He took you choice by choice. But when Jesus comes onto the scene, he doesn't remove the bad choices choice by choice. He takes it all away. Because the blood of Jesus Christ is, listen, I want you to understand, the blood of Jesus Christ, the anointing destroys the yoke. It doesn't negotiate the yoke. It doesn't talk about the yoke. It doesn't discuss the yoke. It destroys the yoke. Are you with me? Okay, I'm going to use you just now, so don't go far. Just stand on that side. But the last time I checked, you know, I have to bend very carefully these days because everything is tailored. So, you know, do you guys remember the days when the baggy jeans and the baggy everything? These days, the stuff is so tight, I tell you, Lord Jesus Christ. But anyway, I want you to see something here because this is what I want you to see. I am not chained to my circumstance. But what I am chained to, I am chained to. To the one that calls himself grace and truth. Come on, are you with me? And he never changes. He never slumbers. He never sleeps. He never stops. He is the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore. And I want you to know this morning that you are not chained to your circumstance. You are not chained to your pain. You are not chained to your sickness. You are not chained to your trouble. You are chained to grace. You are chained to grace. And grace is a person. Oh, come on. You are chained to grace. What sets you free? Grace and truth in a person, Jesus Christ. Oh, come on, give Jesus Christ some praise offering. No, you have to understand what I'm saying in power. I'm not chained to my circumstance. Why? I'm better than my circumstance. I don't belong to my circumstance. I belong to Jesus. Oh, come on, give Jesus Christ a praise offering. Oh, come on, let's give him another praise offering. I want you to understand this morning. Because if I'm chained to grace, what happened to Paul and Silas in prison, in a terrible situation, but they are not chained to their circumstances, they're chained to their purpose. They're chained to Jesus. Ah! And so what they thought was a lock up was a set up. And so while they were locked up, these boys worship and the chains came loose. I want you to see this. I pray to God this will grab your heart. Listen to this. Suddenly, verse 26, suddenly there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And at once, all the prison doors flew open and every once, chains came loose. But everybody was not worshiping. Two guys were worshiping. But everybody's chains came loose. What does that mean? It means your worship. Oh, no, 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 no. It means your worship. Your worship sets your family free, sets your circumstances free, sets your, come on. Mom, Dad, the way you worship sets everybody free around you. The way you worship is not just for your freedom, it's for everybody's freedom around. Oh, come on. It is for everybody's freedom around you. Come on, do I have worshipers in this morning, in this house, that will say with me, I will worship the Lord and that all that is within me. Oh, say with me, I'm a worshiper. No, 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 say it with authority, I'm a worshiper. Quickly, very just quickly references here. Genesis chapter number 35, verse number 19. God shared this with me yesterday, just quickly. The Bible says, so Rachel died and was buried at a place called Bethlehem. Bethlehem. Died at Bethlehem, and I'll tie the two together. Luke 2:4, but Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And when I wrote this down, the Lord said this to me, what seemed like a breaking point for Jacob was a breakout point for Jesus. Amen. Bethlehem is where Jacob's dream got buried. Come on, because Jacob wanted Rachel. Remember? Come on, are you with me? The dream died in Bethlehem. But another dream came alive at Bethlehem. Often, listen to me. Often before there's a breakout, there's pain. Just before a woman gives birth, there's labor pains. The pain is not there as an indicator that nothing is coming. The labor pains are there is that something is coming. Oh, no, you've got, I don't know if you want that. And what I'm telling you this morning, you have to be able to understand and to know and to testify that my circumstances, that what has happened around me, my events, because Satan would love it if you get chained to your past. Satan would love it if you get chained to your pain. But Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the restorer. Jesus is the redeemer. You are not your pain. You are not your shame. You are not your shackles. You might have made one bad choice, or two, or three, or five, or 10, or 20. But we serve a God that is all sufficiently powerful, omnipotent, omniscient, omniscient. And He, by one drop of blood, He is a chain breaker. He is a miracle worker. He is a restorer. Oh, come on, empower 10 seconds of praise. I am chained to grace. Oh, you have to understand you are chained to grace. You have to get this. Please understand what I'm saying. The disciples in a boat, a storm, huge storm raging. Disciples are in the same event as Jesus, same boat as Jesus, but they chained to their circumstance. They are freaking out. Jesus sleeps. Why? Because they chained to their circumstance. He's chained to His purpose. He's like, listen, you might put me in a storm, but the purpose of God works together for my good. So I might not have all the answers right now, but I have a purpose. And that purpose has got potential. And that potential I'm chained to. And that potential is not me, it's Him. And when you take me on, you take Him on. When you throw me in the storm, He's coming with. Don't exclude Jesus and get chained to a circumstance that you're not fit to fight with. You are not chained to your past. Oh, come on. You are chained to the Lord. Oh, come on. Do I have some believers here this morning? I said, yeah, can it be that the one was chained to purpose and the other was chained to their position, to their circumstance? My position, listen carefully, my position is what I do temporary. My purpose is what I'm going to use to cause my breakthrough. And that is why I'm saying your worship is not on lockdown. You might be shackled. See, it works like this. You're shackled to be shamed, or you're shackled to be renamed. Let me say that again. You're shackled to be shamed, or you are shackled to be renamed. Jesus, listen. Jesus preaches to a massive crowd in Mark 1. Huge crowd. Awesome start to his ministry. About 5,000 people come. Awesome time. Then he leaves the crowd, leaves everybody, and he goes over to the Gerasenes. The word Gerasenes means reward at the end. He climbs off the boat. You know the story. There's a man shackled with chains and fetters. He's trying to cut himself. He cuts himself by stone, the Bible says. And often he wanted to break free from the shackles and the chains, which he did. But he cuts himself with stones. And the word stones there is the word law. In other words, he's trying to get himself free, but he can't. He's struggling to get free. Oh, come on, are you with me? And so he's trying, but he's not getting free. And until grace comes to his shore. And then when grace hits the shore, I hope I'm talking to you this morning. When grace hits the shore, that man doesn't even know who Jesus is at, but the demons know. The demons say, who are you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Why are you here before the appointed time? In other words, the man doesn't know Jesus, but the demons do. And the man has got 6,584 demons inside of him, a legion of demons. In other words, he has got 6,584 mistakes. But he makes up his mind. Oh, this word must sink in. He makes up his mind. There's grace. And I'm going to take my last worship. I want to say my last worship bullet, but I want to actually say just my last attempt. I'm going to take my last praise to grace. And let's see what grace can do. And he runs to grace. And I don't know if you are here this morning saying to me, Pastor Gebhard, I've gone through various things in my life. Then I'm telling you this morning, point your last bullet of worship and praise to grace. And say, His grace is sufficient for me. His mercy is sufficient for me. His compassion is sufficient for me. I might have messed up, but I'm not going to stay down. I'm going to get up because he got up and he came. Listen, Jesus left the crowd for one. Doesn't make sense unless you're the one. What am I telling you? I'm telling you about a God that is in love with you and a God that will leave a crowd to come for you. He leaves the 99 for the one. He sweeps the house for the one coin. He will stand on the top of that hill day in and day out to look for the one. Because he's not just the God of the many. He's the God of the one. Why will Jesus cry with Lazarus, Martha and Mary? Why will Jesus cry with Martha and Mary when he knew he's going to raise Lazarus? Why? He cries at the tomb. Why? Because he wants you to know he's not out of touch with what you are feeling. But it's also there to show you what you're feeling and your circumstance is not permanent. Come on, do you believe that? And so what I'm here to testify to you this morning is shackles. And when I read this last night, Jesus threw this at me. He says, shackles, he was in shackles, he was in the tomb day and night, cutting himself with stones. And when I read that, but he was in a tomb. And then I thought, that's interesting, because somebody else was also in a tomb. And what am I saying? I'm saying Jesus switches places. He says, hey son, you don't need to stay stuck in the tomb. Hey son, you don't need to stay stuck trying to do this by yourself. Hey son, you don't need to try like Peter to pull the sword and do it all you by yourself and by your own energy and by your own ability. No son, no, I'll do it for you. I came to set you free. I came to heal you. I came to restore you, but I will do it right at the end. He is the God that is never on time, but always on time. He's the God that seems late, yet he's never late. He's the God that seems like he's not answering, yet he always answers. Oh, come on, do I have people? Come on, 10 seconds of praise, quickly. Father, we bless Africa. We bless Faith TV. We bless all the thousands of people that watch us by Faith TV. Father, what an honor to preach this gospel into Africa. I pray that Africa, you will be saved. You will be restored in Jesus' name. God bless you as you guys go. Listen, this is what I want to say. Lastly, I'll close. Your breakthrough is your worship away. Your breakthrough is your worship away. How? But you can say, Pastor Gilbert, but I don't understand everything. You don't need to. I didn't understand many things. But honest to God, I don't want to. And I'm not going to wreck my brain of why and if and maybes. You know why? Because this problem is not stronger than the potential nor the purpose. Listen. There's nothing in heaven or hell or under the earth or depth or height or angel deed. There's nothing, 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 nothing. Not death, nothing, nothing, nothing. Satan does not have the keys to his own house. He has been fired. The Bible says Jesus has the keys of Hades, hell, and the grave. That means that there's a people on the planet that is walking with power and might and dignity and the fire of God and the anointing. And I'm telling you this morning, you are not chained to your circumstances. You are chained to grace. And that grace is an empowerment. It is sufficient for everything in your life. And you have to get up. You have to stand up. You have to make up the choice today and say, hey, shut up, devil. I'm not what you say. I'm not a divorcee. Stop labeling me. I'm not sick. Stop labeling me. I'm not broke. Stop labeling me. I'm not desperate. Stop labeling me. I'm not anxious. Stop labeling me. I'm not in depression. Stop labeling me. Listen, I don't deny the reality of situations, but I do deny its influence in my life. Because you get facts and you get truth. Facts is I might be divorced. Facts is I might experience anxiety. Facts is I might feel depressed. Facts is I might not have this or I might not have this. Truth is, I am healed. Truth is, when I am weak, yet I am strong. Truth is, when I am poor, yet I am rich. Truth is, I always resist that what the enemy wants to label. Because I'm better than that. And I know, listen, I'm not going to be super spiritual here. Real things happen to real people. And that's why you cannot serve a God that's made by wooden images. You need to serve a living God. That's why the Bible says, and I'll close with this, Jesus was not unacquainted with our trials, our suffering, nor our pain. That's why when you pray, he knows who's praying. Oh, come on, do you understand that? Grace supplies. Grace supplies. Grace sees, but grace supplies. Story keeps on popping up in my mind. A couple of Easters ago, I think I told you the story before, but I'll tell you again. I was sitting outside my house and my kids were riding their bikes, and it was Easter, and my middle daughter came flying around the corner with a bike, and she was going crazy fast. And as she was going very fast around this corner, I saw, and she's going too quick, because experience tells me that's too quick, and I know she's going too fast and she doesn't have the necessary experience to do what she's doing at that speed. And so I saw her going, and I was far away. I was shouting, "You are too fast. Slow down." But by that time, you know, my voice was far away and the bike started to buckle. And as I saw the bike buckle, I saw the pole and I saw the bike and I saw my daughter. She came flying off the bike, head first into the pole. And I covered that first 150 meters to her very quickly. I'm not fast, but that day I think I was. Grabbed her, threw the bike away, was pushed her to the side, grabbed her, ran back to the house. Face bleeding all over. We started to phone around hospitals. Where can we go? We found one person. Eventually said he'll help us. And when I phoned the guy, because I phoned him out of his bed, I said, "Listen, wake up." He said, "It's Easter." I said, "I don't care what it is. My daughter needs help." He said, "Please get up." He said, "Before I get up, this is what you need to pay." I said, "I don't care. Just get up." Because a dad will wake hell and heaven up to take care of the one he loves. And so you have a Father in heaven that have chained you to Jesus. I'm sorry, but you can't get away from grace. You can deny that grace. You can say, "I don't need it." But truth is, you need it. And all that you need to do is say, "Jesus, I'm chained to you. I don't want to be chained anymore to my circumstances or that what has happened to me. I want to be chained to you, Jesus, because grace is sufficient and truth sets free." Oh, come on. Grace and truth comes in Jesus Christ. And so this morning in this service, I want us to get to that place where we say, "No more shackles, no more chains, no more." How does the devil get you? One choice at a time. One choice of skipping church. It's become, don't go silent now. Let's sleep in. God understands. He doesn't. Because he said, "Do not neglect the assembly of believers." One choice. Late night, horror movies. It's okay. No, it's not. You're giving a piece away. It's alcohol. It's innocent. Jesus drank wine. It's okay. Is it? Or is he building a chain for you? And when you want to start to excel in your life, he's got you. That's why when people hit the age of 45 and 50, they get frustrated. You know why? Their potential inside of them are shouting at them. They're frustrated because what they are seeing is not what they want to live at that age. But truth is, they made that choice of 50 when they were 15. The devil just didn't tell you. And so in today's world, the world is so lopsided. In today's world, if you earn like 50K, the first thing most people do is they buy a BMW to try to impress people. Buy a house because they think that's success. They get debt. Let me tell you what is, I would say it's other way around. Rather get the money, stay debt free, make more money. Then get to a place where you're completely free. Oh, no man, nothing but to love them. That's better. Okay, listen. One choice. But thank be to God. This is it. I'll end of this. Jesus. He's stronger. Jesus breaks this with his blood. He snaps it off. You know what I love about Jesus? He then doesn't blame you for the choice. He says, it's okay. Be chained to me. No longer to your circumstance. Oh, come on. Give Jesus Christ a prayer. And so this morning, as hundreds of people are online and you are, church is full. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You need to be free. Come on, little by little, Satan takes the land. No, you tell the devil, it's my heart, it's my mind, it's my wallet, it's my family. Amen. And you, devil, don't get the rights to write my story. Amen. I'm sorry. Amen. How does he want you to write your story? How does he write your story? Can I tell you how? He takes the pen of your issue and he makes you write a new story for yourself. Yeah. You get stuck. Yeah. Get unstuck. Move on. Yeah. Get unstuck. Move on. Amen. Because that's what you're mourning about is alive. Get unstuck. Move on. Amen. It's the word for people this morning. Amen. Get unstuck. Move on. But I made mistakes. Get unstuck. Move on. But I've lost people. I know the pain, but He heals it. Your depression is not going to heal it. Jesus heals. The pills won't do it. Jesus heals. Are you with me? I'm talking to myself because I know what I know. I have on my back the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know how it feels. That's why I can tell you the truth. Jesus heals. And He destroys chains. So this morning, I want to pray for you. And if that's you this morning, we're going to come back home. We're going to come back home. And so everybody online, everybody inside, let's pray. Close your eyes. Say, Father, I pray this morning for people that chains will break. The chains will snap off at the mention of the name. I pray, Lord Jesus, that in this morning, Father, that chains will break at the mention of Jesus Christ. And we have come to evict the power of the evil one. We have come to break the chains and the fetters and the resistance in this day. And we call this a new day. We call this a new season. We call this a new moment. We call this a new time. We call this a new season. We call this restoration. We call this breakthrough. We call this day a new day that the Lord has made. And His mercies are new every day. And so, Father, as the people are commenting online, Father, and everywhere in this house this morning, I pray, Lord Jesus, that the chains break at this moment. That the anointing shatters the chains. That the anointing breaks off depression. That the anointing shatters a loneliness. That the anointing breaks weariness. That the anointing shatters the chains of that is called despair. For I hear the Lord say, this is a season that I will restore back to you. That what the locust and the cankerworm try to come and eat. I tell you the truth, I will never leave you. No, never, never, never. I will never fully leave you. No, never, ever, never. I will never turn my back on you. No, never, ever, ever. That have happened to you were never my heart for you. Because I have a song of deliverance, a song of freedom, a song of love, a song of health, a song of prosperity that I sing over you. That I tell you the truth. The winter has passed. The summer has come. And the sound of the turtle dove is back in the field. You are not defined by what happened to you anymore. For now I call you loved. I call you my beloved. I call you my cherished one. You can be free. It's your choice. It's your choice. My blood is sufficient. My mercy is enough. My grace is more than sufficient. And so if that's you this morning in this church, pray this prayer. Say, Heavenly Father, I come to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Forgive me of all of my sins. Forgive me of all of my choices. Forgive me of all the decisions I took along the way. This day I choose to be chained to your grace. Let your truth set me free. In Jesus' name. Father, I want to come home in this day. In Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer, won't you let your hand, slip up your hand quickly? Okay, there's many hands that are going up. I want 20 seconds of bravery from everybody that slipped up those hands. Just 20 seconds. Won't you make your way to the front quickly, guys? There's people here that made a choice. Come, come, come. Come, I want to get kids back home. Come, come. There was hands here as well. Come back home. Come back home. Come. Get saved again. Get saved again. Get saved again. Get saved again. Get back home again. Come on, come on, come on, come and empower. Let's encourage them. Let's encourage them. Yeah, come on. There's many kids coming home. Come home today. Come and empower. You can do better than that. Encourage people. Heaven is rejoicing. Feel that there are many people that's responding. Everybody that is online, that's you. Just say, that's me. That's me. That's me. Comment, comment, comment. Just say, that's me. That's me. That's me. That's me. I feel that there's, as the guys are commenting online, I feel that there's people inside that you need to come home. There's more that need to come. Ask the people around you, are you born again? Are you saved? Come on, let's do 10 seconds quickly of bravery. Ask those people around you, are you saved? Are you where you're supposed to be of Jesus? Thank you. I knew that there was more people that sat in here. Come. There you go, come. Come, 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 come. So the Bible says, wherever we acknowledge God before man, God acknowledged man before God. Jesus acknowledges you in front of the Father. Look how many people. Praise the Yahweh. Praise Jesus. Come on, doesn't it make you excited when so many people get saved? Yeah, come on. So many people are recommitting, even online. Just say, that's me, that's me, that's me. And so I wanna just come down quickly and just come put my hand on your head as you're busy writing. Father, I want to pray as I come down quickly. Father, I want to pray and just seal the deal. Father, thank you. But Lord, we can just pray this morning. Just, Father, thank you. I can seal off. People getting saved. And when two or more agree upon earth, so shall it be. Our Father which art in heaven. So Father, I just bless, I 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 bless. Amazing, I bless, I bless, I bless, I bless, I bless, I bless, I bless. Thank you, Jesus. I bless, I bless. I bless, I bless, I bless, I bless, I bless, Lord, I bless them, 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 I bless, I bless them, Father, I bless, thank you, Jesus, I bless them, Thank you, Jesus, for all these beautiful people getting saved. Thank you, Jesus. You are awesome, Jesus. You are awesome. You are awesome. You are awesome. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Church, can I ask you to stand? Pastor Eric, won't you come? Can I ask you to stand and just stretch out your hand to all of these people? So many people getting saved this morning. Yeah, that's the gospel. Come on, that's the gospel. The gospel sets you free. The gospel heals you, redeems you. And so, Father, I want to pray. Won't you lift up your hands, everybody that's here? I want to say to every single person that's here this morning, well done for choosing Jesus again. Amen. And I want to just say to every single one of you this morning that got saved or recommitted or rededicated, well done. And then I want to say, welcome back home. Welcome back home. Welcome back home. So, Father, I bless every single one of the people that got saved, everybody online getting saved. Father, I pray right now, Lord Jesus, for every single person, Father, that's getting saved, getting born again, Lord, even online, that, Father, that you will heal, that you will restore, that you'll cover. Father, I pray that every single one of them are now part of your family. Write their names in your book of life forever and evermore. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people say, amen. Come on, let's give Jesus 10 seconds of praise. 10 seconds of praise. 10 seconds of praise. Lastly, from my side, I want to encourage you guys, join me tonight at 5 o'clock. Tonight we're going to have a prophetic night, a prophetic conference night. And I call it that because tonight we're going to anoint. Tonight, I want you to come. And I want you tonight to come and trust the Lord. Amen? Come with an expectancy that Jesus will encounter you. I was just this week in Durban. I can tell you God is moving in that place. And we saw great deliverances. We saw people getting free by the anointing. And so tonight, come expectant to receive the word from the Lord. Come hungry and thirsty for God. Amen. And then as Pastor Eric comes, I just want to say lastly, next weekend, we're going to worship King Jesus. And Pastor Eric has more to share on that. I just want you to know that. But next weekend, we're going to have a massive worship celebration. We're going to honor King Jesus. Amen. So don't miss tonight. Lastly, I want to say, from Shannon and my side, Empower Church, I want you to know this and I want you to hear it again and again and again. We love you. You are the best church. You are the best people that any pastor could have ever asked for. And I just want to say that again. I love you. You are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. You are highly favored. You are deeply loved. And you are abundantly blessed. That's who you are. Amen. Come on, let's give Jesus Christ one more praise offering.
If you've been impacted by this ministry in any way, we want to encourage you to partner with us financially and help us continue delivering God's word all around the world. Visit www.empowerchurch.co.za and find the giving option that works best for you, as well as some of our latest resources. Thank you again for joining us. Now go and live an empowered life.